Good to see everybody this morning. Good to be back in the house of the Lord. Amen. I stayed above ground today, this week. No falling, no stumbling. Yay! That's a good day. Good day. Huh. Did you come expecting today? Expectation really high. Amen. What a good day to be alive. We are seeing the glory of God, in spite of what the news says. I'm going to read you some scripture first, and I'm going to share something. The Bible tells us in Matthew, for those of us that weary. I heard weary is like a rocking chair. You never get nowhere, you just rock. Doesn't accomplish nothing, you just rock. Therefore, I say to you in Matthew chapter 6, 25, therefore, I say to you, do not worry. Doesn't give you an option. It says, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat, what you drink, about your body, what you put on it. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God has clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore don't worry, saying, what we'll eat, what we drink, or what we'll wear. For all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first. So instead of doing all that, what do? We seek first. I like that word first. Because first is a foundational principle. And whatever's built on that is going to stand. Amen. Seek ye first. Make it your foundation. The kingdom of God and what happens? And his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. So instead of worrying and seeking after all those things, he says, seek after my kingdom. And don't let all this other thing worry you, because worry is a distraction. Amen? So he said, don't worry about all these things. If you'll seek after me, go after me, make me your first priority, put that foundation there. Then see, that's what happens. And then when you do that, he said, I'll give you everything that you need. Because all these other things are just a distraction. His righteousness, or his way of doing things, and these things shall be added to you. Therefore, don't worry, he tells us again. So here he is reminding us again. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So in other words, he said, take care of now. Take care of right now. That's where you're living at, is in the present. In the present. And I like what the word wealth says. It says, that word worry means to divide into parts. Wow. To divide into parts. The word suggests a distraction, a preoccupation with things causing anxiety, stress, and pressure. And the Bible says, in the world you will have tribulation. But in me, it says. Amen? Be of good cheer, he says. I have overcome all of this. So if I have come over all of this, you can too. So as I've been in the world, so you are in the world. Jesus speaks against worry and anxiety because of the watchful care of a heavenly Father who is ever mindful of our daily needs. And then it goes on to say, these words Jesus teach us how to live in uncertain financial times without stress or fear. Financial fear is unreasonable. We are not to become distracted from the substantial issues of life over less important matters like what we'll eat, it is unnatural. We are the only creation of God who wearies. The animals in the fields don't worry. Cows lay down and sleep, and it's raining. You know, they don't worry about where their food's going to come from. What are they doing? They're just busy doing what they were created to be, being a cow. So why should we be weary? We should be just busy doing what we already are. And that's what we're going to talk about today, being sons of God and operating from that position and the sonship, the authority and identity that we have in God. So we just need to be who we are and not worry about it. The only creation of God who worries, God provides for the birds he created. Are we not more valuable than they are? We are outside of God's natural design when we weary. Unhelpful, weary, and fear do not produce anything worthwhile. It is unnecessary. God provides for his own and promises to take care of our needs. It is unbelieving. We are acting as if God did not exist. When we live in financial fear, our Heavenly Father knows our needs and what he will provide. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand this morning. You know, Pastor's talking about legacy last week. Awesome, awesome word. And what we leave behind, are we living a life that we can leave behind a legacy that people can say, man, that was a woman of God. Man, that was a son of God. That was a child of God, you know. So what kind of legacy are we leaving behind? And I read this and I thought it was so good. It says, you can often tell what mattered most to a person but what they leave behind when they depart the world. And not just necessarily financial stuff and all that, because all that stuff's going to fade away. Amen? It says, what Jesus left behind is more astonishing when you think of what he didn't leave behind. No wife or child, no house, no clothes, no money, no business, no writings directly authored while he was on earth. No hymns, no porches, buildings, no cross remnant, no confirmed grave site. He didn't leave any of those behind. He was like non-existent. And this is so scant a corporeal trace did Jesus leave that some have claimed he was a myth. The only things he left behind were people who believed his gospel. Woo! Yeah. Jesus left his word teaching and his church just a few hundred people. And those few hundred people went out and took the good news, the gospel, the saving message of Jesus Christ that turned this world upside down. And I just want to say it out loud today that they still are turning this world upside down, amen, for the cause of Jesus. And these two legacies changed the course of history. They are, in fact, what history is all about. Everything passes away. Rulers, nations, professions, species, industries, families, possessions, political movements, houses, IRAs, 401ks, heirlooms, photos, book cards, schools, degrees, careers, every earthly thing that we can taste, touch, see, or smell, it's all going to fade away. And it goes within what I was saying. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Jesus is going to take care of it. Amen. Except for Jesus, everything has passed away. Everything's going to pass away except for Jesus' word and his church. Woo! Those were Jesus' priorities and legacy. Are they yours? Are you invested in what will last? What will your legacy reveal mattered most to you? The word tells us in Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. And Matthew 16:18 says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, we just praise you today. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place today. We've not come to entertain, but we've come to experience a move of your Holy Spirit today, God. That you would refill us again today, Lord God, with the Holy Spirit, that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living waters. We've not come in here to bring attention to ourselves, but to say, here we are in your presence, God, to worship you. And when we get into that worship, we're changed because we have an ear to hear what you have to say, Father. I come against every distraction in the name of Jesus. And I encourage you to lay everything aside just for a little while this morning that you can hear from the Lord through the song, through the word, or something someone says today. And that when you leave this place, that you are filled to overflowing so that you might be able to give to others. And to that, we're thankful for. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen and amen.
Chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan. But now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future. My eyes are open. But when you call my darkness into your glorious day. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day.
Hallelujah, church. Glory to God. As a Christian, I don't have condemnation. I don't walk in shame. I don't have to, you know, keep asking him to forgive something that I did years ago. Why? He took it all. He took it all. Glory. It's a glorious day for us to believe that everything has been taken. Our souls have been saved. It's a glorious, glorious day. Hallelujah.
Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. And you are good, good. Oh, you are good.
Come on, church.
Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the mind inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. And you are good, good.
Sing this song, and I want you to sit down. We're going to take up our offering, and then we're going to get up. We're going to praise the Lord some more. I tell you, the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, this is victory day. This is not just sad day. This is victory day, because that's what we're seeing. That's what we're singing about, the goodness of God, the victory, the glorious day. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for your provision. Hallelujah. Just like Pastor Shirley said, Lord, we're not anxious. We fret not. Why? Because we trust you. Every need is met. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. You are good.
Yes,
good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Good, good. Oh, let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in my ways. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my
Come on, let's stand
song.
Up now.
And you are good.
Come on, tell him. Good.
Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh. Never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let.
Come on.
Never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let. Never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let. Never gonna let me down.
Do it again.
You're never gonna let. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. 'Cause you are good.
Yes, come on.
Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, at the heart of every person, you know, your children, your grandchildren, and, you know, your great-grandchildren. But, you know, sometimes we bring our children up, we nurture them, and then at times they begin to make wrong decisions. It's not the ones we want them to make. But what we want to do this morning, what this song is talking about, is when it talks about speaking to the dry bones, it's talking about speaking to those kids. Maybe they still love, maybe they've never received the Lord. Maybe they did, and they're just making bad choices. And, you know, and they're wandering off, and we just want to bring them back into a close, you know, come alive. We want them to come alive to the presence of God. You know, that's what this song's all about. It's about our kids. It's about our grandkids. It's about people that we know that for some reason they've just lost hope. They've lost hope in God. They've lost hope in church. And we want them to come alive. Amen.
Through the eyes of men, it seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road to where the prodigals have walked, and one by one the enemy has whispered lies and led them all astray. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. We know there is more to come than we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we step into the valley unafraid.
Come on, step in there, church.
As we call out to dry bones, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. God of endless mercy, God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward sons, and by your Spirit breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. So breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, O breath of God. Breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, breathe. Breathe, O breath of God. Breathe, O breath of God. Now,
this is what I want you to do, church. As we do this, I want you to picture that child, or I want you to picture that grandchild, and I want you to, you're going to speak to that, okay? You're going to speak to that. Breathe.
Breathe, O breath of God. Now, breathe, O breath of God. Breathe, O breath of God, now breathe. Breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, O breath of God, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, O breath of God, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, O breath of God. Breathe, the breath of God, now breathe. We call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. We call out to dry bones, come alive.
Oh, we call out. Come on, church. Intercede right now in the name of Jesus. Calling out their names in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for the Amys and all the sons and the daughters, Father God, in this house. And the grandkids of this house. In the name of Jesus, Father God. We believe for a turnaround. Oh, glory to God. Wherever they are, whatever they're doing now, Father God. We're not going to tell you how to do it, but we know you're going to do it. Because we speak breath into those dry bones. We speak life in their spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win.
Come on.
I'm not backing down from any giant. 'Cause I know how this story ends. Yes, I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory, I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giant. 'Cause I know how this story ends. Yes, I know how this story ends. I'm going to see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh,
oh. Gonna worship my way through this battle. Gonna worship my way through. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. Turn it for good. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Jesus, as we praise you, Father God, that's where our victory is, in our praise. And our praise this morning, Father God, as we've declared the victory, as we've declared the word of God, as we've declared your power, now we just want to thank you, Jesus.
At the work of your hands,
My Jesus.
My Savior.
Come on.
Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love.
You're my comfort.
My comfort.
You're my shelter.
Tower of refuge and strength. Cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your forever. I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise.
Nothing.
Oh, nothing compares to
the promise. Oh, say that again, church. One more time. You ready?
Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
I feel Jesus
in this place, and my soul does burn within me. I feel Jesus is in this place.
Oh, sing it to him again, church. Hallelujah.
I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want you to worship him. Begin to thank him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, sometimes, you know, we get in a hurry. It's time to move to the next thing. There's a spirit of worship here today. We've sung about the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
But I tell you, it's all in who we worship. It's the Master Jesus Christ. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We worship and we praise you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We just speak your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we praise you, Jesus.
Thank
Can we just
you,
do that old song one more time? Hallelujah, Lord.
I feel Jesus.
God.
I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus in this place.
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. Lord, I love you, my soul sings. In your presence, carried on your wings, I love you so
on how my soul longs for you, longs to worship you forever.
So much again, church.
I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I apologize to the praise team because they weren't expecting any of those. But you know what? Sometimes you just got to sing out of your spirit. You got to sing out of your heart for the mighty God that we serve, church. We don't leave here like we came, do we? Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
You may be seated. Thank you, praise and worship team. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Children's Church.
I got something to say.
Okay, before everybody goes. Okay.
Where everybody goes.
Okay.
I just really got involved in everything this morning. The praise and worship and everything, and some things were said, and they just made me start thinking about my life. And looking back on my life, and I want this to be understood the way I mean it. If I found out tomorrow that there really was no Jesus, and there is no heaven, and when you die, you're dead, I wouldn't regret a thing that I have done. You know, and, well, a few things here and there I'd like to race away, but, you know, they're past. No, you're not one of them. But I can remember one time when I was a little boy, right after my mom and dad, right after we'd moved from Greene County here to Columbia. I remember one time we went with, I guess they were visiting churches, but I remember going one time to Russell Heights Baptist Church. Just remember being there, remember no one where it was. And my grandparents, my mom's parents, the Sparks family, had started going to a little church down on Wayne Street that was meeting in the radio station. And it was a denomination called the Evangelical United Brethren, EUB Church. And it's the building now where South Central Printing operates in and where Trinity Church used to be. But it was the Columbia EUB Church. And that's the only place I can remember going. The only church I ever attended in my life before I went into the ministry. And I remember as I got older, there was a plaque on the back wall by the back door that had a list of names on it, and it was about a dozen, maybe 15. The original members of the Columbia EUB, the ones that were there when it was actually organized. And one of the set of names was Mr. and Mrs. W.B. Sparks, my grandparents. And another set of names that was on there was Bingham and Alleen Holmes. So now that tells you how far back I've known Brother Sam. And, but you know, I lived in church when I got to be 12 years old during a revival service. The Lord started dealing with my heart that, yeah, I was part of the church, and yeah, my mom and dad were Christians, and yeah, we had a Christian home, but I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. Not a personal one. And I don't know, a pair of green khaki pants. I was sitting on the back seat, 12 years old, sitting on the back seat with all the other teenagers. And they gave the invitation. And I'm standing back there and I'm holding the back of the seat and something's telling me, you need to go up front. You need to go. You need to go. And I took the first step. I stepped out of that, into that aisle, took that first step. I don't even remember the rest of the trip to the front. The next thing I remember just being there at the altar on my knees. Giving my heart to the Lord. And God has been with me and what few things that I got off course on, he got me back. Yes, he did. And I never walked way out of the boundaries. I never got out of the road, but I was walking on the very edge of it in some things. Things that I had to ask God to help me with and remove from me. And I don't think there's anybody that's ever, I don't care if you got saved when you were two, or if like Bill Smith says about Laverne, you're born saved. But I don't believe that because I went to church with her when she was a little girl. And she went down one night and got saved just like I did. But the things that are in the world, angels, yeah, man. The things that are in the world that people have available to them, and that you might be tempted to try to see what they were if you knew that serving Jesus was just the imagination that you had, and you found out there wasn't anything to it. But I can remember years ago, somebody that I was with had made the statement. They were talking to somebody, talking to them about the Lord. And the person just wasn't interested. He just didn't believe any of it. It was just all, you know, fantasy and fairy tale and all like that. And this man said, I told him. And I said, well, let's look at it this way. If I live my whole life like I'm living it now, and when I die, I find out that there is no afterlife, there is no Jesus, then my life is over. And if I'm wrong, nothing changes. But if you're wrong, where are you going to be? And I'm so thankful to God that I didn't have to, quote, come out of something. I didn't have to come out of a life that was falling apart like some of you may did. And remember, God loves you just like you are. No matter how tough a situation, no matter what you were involved in or how deep you were involved in it, when you chose to believe in Jesus, it all disappeared. And I am so glad. I look back over my life. I didn't have, I mean, even my own family, and I don't mean my immediate family, but I mean my, you know, cousins. And man, they have had some screwed up situations in their lives simply because of the dumb choices they made. They grew up just like me. They were in a Christian environment just like me. But they chose to walk out of it. And many of them have nothing but problems since. And I'm so glad that we both chose things when we were young that were right and set them right. And when we got together, the Lord put us together. I mean, she wasn't looking for me and I wasn't looking for her.
No, I thought he wanted my best friend. But that's another story.
But no matter what you think you have given up to serve Jesus, and you go back and you weigh it all out, and it's been worth it. Amen.